You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You've heard us talk about DraftKings, the leader in daily fantasy sports, and how payday can come every day by entering their contest with huge cash prizes up for grabs. This week is jam-packed with action ranging from basketball to golf, and DraftKings has plenty of ways for you to have front row seats to all of the action. Making a lineup on DraftKings adds excitement to every night, and it is simple to do. Draft your lineup and feel the sweat like you've never felt before. Every moment means more with DraftKings lineup on the line. DraftKings has paid out over $7 billion to users across all sports. DraftKings is the leader in daily fantasy sports, so there's no better place to get in on all of the action. Now that you know how to play, download the DraftKings app and sign up using code THPN. Again, THPN. New users will get a free entry with their first deposit. That's code THPN to get a free entry with your first deposit only at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. And as always, enjoy the show. All right, you know what that song means. That's our boy Shag bringing in the thick, fat, nasty beats for another beautiful, wonderful Christmas lights in the background of Jason's camera episode of Wada Hockey. It is, of course, your boy, your friend, your pal, your homie, Sir Finkelton, as I have been sent in the email invites, always accompanied by our friend, our producer, our homie for life, Patrick. Patrick, you've de-thawed. How are you, my friend?
I'll tell you, I'm disappointed that your name in our production suite just shows up as Fink instead of the Sir Finkelton that I assigned to you.
That's
Jason stuck with Sexy Jason.
That's right.
Oh, what's that? Is that a voice from the past coming back to welcome us into this new episode of Wada Hockey? Jason, welcome back, man.
Thank you so much for having me back. I think that there's so many people that I need to thank. Thank you for work. I had to work like 70 hours last week at the warming center in Rowlett, you know, serving that community, serving them up.
I think we should be saying thank you.
Yeah, let's give a quick shout out, a small little round of applause to you, sir, for taking the reins and protecting and warming the people of Rowlett.
Yeah, man, we saw about 20 or 30 families roll in through our warming center, so... Good times, man. Unfortunately, yeah. Some bad times, though, for some.
Bad times for some. We are, if you are listening to this at any point, are a week removed now from the winter, I think they're calling it snowvid, from last week, where the temperatures reached a massive low of, like, we're talking -3 wind chills and, like, the -10 to -15. Today, in Dallas, it was 77 degrees and felt like it was 84.
No, it reached 80.
Oh, it
hit 80. Yes.
Yeah, I think it measured at the airport.
It went from -2, you know, literally a week ago today.
Wow. Okay.
-2 to 80 this week.
Dude, if that's not Texas weather.
Yeah, it's baffling. Really? I don't like it. I'm a big fan of the cold. I want the cold. Where the cold at? So...
I mean, really, really, the only reason I'm wearing my hoodie is to show off the Wada Hockey hoodie on the video. But what is it that you've got there, Fink, on?
Whoa. Hey, Jason. Wow. What a segue. This is the 3/4 baseball quarter tee from our friends at Texas Hockey Apparel. They were kind enough to send us over a couple of fantastic pieces. If you have not visited their website, texashockeyapparel.com, make sure to go check it out. There are no promo codes at the moment, but I think that we can talk to our boy Garrett and get some short sleeve promo codes for the upcoming warm months. And speaking of short sleeve shirts, if you stick around to the end of the episode, we got a couple of announcements. We got some merch we're going to tease. We're going to get after it a little bit. But really, that's the intro. I just want to welcome everyone to WADA Hockey. We are a part of the Hockey Podcast Network. We are sponsored by DraftKings, as you heard on the way in. Make sure to use the promo code THPN to support us and all the shows on the Hockey Podcast Network. Guys, I don't know if you saw this on Twitter. Speaking of the Hockey Podcast Network, we're doing a little jersey giveaway. And if you haven't seen it yet, head over to @WADAHockey on Twitter.com, if you didn't know that. And retweet the pinned post, which is for the free jersey. Now, the rules are whichever show from the Hockey Podcast Network gets the most retweets has all of the power to pick the winner of the free jersey. And boys, I think we should have that power.
Dude,
it absolutely belongs to us.
We need some help because the Red Wings podcast is way up there. If you listen to this episode, We're at 35 right now, and they're almost at 100. We need some help here.
Yeah, we need
some help. We can't have the worst team in the league, you know, beating us in this competition.
I mean, shots fired.
Not reflecting on the show, but
not the worst podcast in the league.
No. Exactly. That's not what I'm saying. Not at all. No. I'm just saying the Red Wings are what? The worst team in the league.
They're down there.
Along with those trash-ass retro jerseys that they came up with.
Oh, my God. You mean the practice jerseys with the duct tape on the arms?
Yeah, exactly.
We could see
your arm. We could see the duct tape on your arms, exactly. The 3M duct tape.
You couldn't even make it reflective. You just went with a basic base color.
Yeah.
We'll have to do a crossover episode with them, so we can go over their debacle. Meanwhile, we're sitting over here with our reverse retros, and we look like stormtroopers. And if you watched the Stars game last night, they were stormtroopers because after that first period, they couldn't score to save their life. They really couldn't do anything to save their life, but we'll get into that in just a couple of minutes. I want to bring up to you guys the Allen Americans announced that they are finishing off their 2021 season, and they have got some promos. They have got a promo schedule that they have released, and we were chatting about this a little bit before the show. Just to go ahead and kick it off, they've got their 11th annual Fire Police game presented by Christine Koch, DDSMD. That'll be on April the 3rd when the Americans play Utah. They will have 12 different specialty jerseys. Guys, this is why I have been preaching for people to go to minor league hockey games, specifically ECHL, because these specialty jerseys, let's just go over a couple of them. First off, you have the U.S. military, which is going to be on March 26th, so make sure to head out to that game. Then you've got the first flag of the Republic of Texas, De Zavala flag, 1836, on March 3rd. And Jason presented this flag to me. If you have not seen it, texasflagpark.com. We're not even looking for a plug. This is an educational and promotional resource site brought to you by the Friends of the Flag Foundation Incorporated. That's literally what it says on the website. That's why I read it. It's a cool looking flag. If you haven't seen it, go check it out.
Like I said, of the flags of Texas, it's my favorite.
Wait, is it one of the six flags that's over Texas?
Nah, negative, sir.
Okay,
there's the Spanish flag.
Yep.
The French? Texas flag.
You're the geography guy. You're the geography guy. You were spouting off Canada, so I mean, it's okay.
Yeah, but that's the motherland for me.
It is. I was born and raised in Texas, and I can't tell you anything outside of the Texas flag except for the fact that we get confused with the flag from, was it Chile? Don't they have a flag?
Yeah, absolutely.
Texas flag. So cool.
I need to knock it off.
Flag facts. We've got St. Patrick's Day, obviously March 17th, Cinco de Mayo jerseys. They're going to be starting some multi-night promotions this year, starting with Women's Wednesdays, which is going to target engagement with women-owned businesses in North Texas. The first of six, yes, six of those events will be on March 3rd when the Americans host the Utah Grizzlies, which will double as the night we have our first ever Celebrate Texas Night. I mean, another recurring promotion will be Americans Kids Days. Every Sunday home game for the younger fans is going to have some kind of feature. The first one's going to be on my birthday, April 11th. Humble brag, little name drop. I think we might have to go out for this because it's a home matchup against Kansas City, which will be Nickelodeon Day, featuring an appearance by Raphael of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And to make this day even bigger, and this is on the website, this is on AllenAmericans.com, it's their mascot, Biscuit the Bulldog's birthday. I share a birthday with Biscuit the Bulldog.
Who has the bigger birthday?
It may be time to go pick up our media passes so we can go to that game.
Yeah.
And celebrate in style.
Patrick, what were you asking?
Who has the bigger birthday, you or Biscuit the Bulldog? What do you think?
Well, I mean, physically, I think Biscuit is the bigger being. I feel like with that mascot head, he's like seven feet tall.
Plus, also, you got to multiply times seven in dog years.
Oh, yeah. So, basically, Biscuits is bigger because he's probably going to be dead sooner. I'm sorry. If you're 12 and under and you're listening to this show, dogs die before humans do. I don't make the rules. Talk to the guy upstairs. I'm just saying, if dogs should live forever, we should die sooner because we're pieces of shit. Moving on, we have got the DC Comics Day. Superman's going to be there. I talked to him. Sunday, May 2nd, Marvel Comics Day, because of course you can't have a DC day without Marvel Comics Day.
I'm just glad they put DC first because DC is greater than Marvel. Just throwing it out there.
Wow, hot take, and that's not even a hockey hot take. That is a life hot take, and I am with you. I stand DC Comics 100%.
There we go.
We're going to have Captain America. Apparently he's going to show up. They're having Crayola Day, featuring characters from the Crayola experience in Plano. If you show up on any hallucinogens for that day, I recommend you don't, or else you're going to get in a fight with a walking crayon. Military night. Guess what's back again for this season, boys? Wizard night. Harry Potter nerds.
Cannot wait for that one.
Hufflepuff
all around.
I think I'm, Slytherin? I don't watch Harry Potter. I think that's a bad one.
Boo hiss.
Yeah. I'll take it. Patrick, what are you? What house do you belong in?
Probably Gryffindor or Ravenclaw.
Ooh, all right. So we're pretty well rounded here. We got a Slytherin, possible Ravenclaw, and Hufflepuff, and. Yeah, there we go, man. We got it.
Yeah, we got everything.
Oh, no, Gryffindor. You said Gryffindor.
Not to be outdone by Wizard Night. Star Trek 70s Night, April 1st. Don't forget that. Parrot Head Night and Craft Beer Fest on the same exact day. All you Jimmy Buffett fans, get out there.
Bunch of margarita. Oh, no. Cheeseburger. Parrot.
Cheeseburgers in Allen, Texas. We've got Police Fire Medical Night, Youth Hockey, and Teddy Bear Toss Night. Yo, Teddy Bear Toss Night.
That's always a good one.
Pucks and Paws / 80s Night, because apparently they're having to smash these nights together. 50s Night, okay. Willie and Waylon Night.
Cannot wait for that.
/ Craft Beer Fest Numero Dos. Faith and Family Night for those in the church groups that want to go.
The day bang after Solar William Night Whalen
because
night.
You got a bang Solar Night for some reason. Pride Night, which is awesome. Hockey is for everyone.
That's
and
right.
And last but certainly not least, the old Fan Appreciation Night. Guys, I can't tell you how much fun I have had going to these theme games, and I highly, highly, highly recommend that you get your tickets now at AllenAmericans.com. I'm sure that's where you can find all of the tickets. Yes, you can. I'm looking at their website. It's literally the first thing you can click is tickets. Drop down menu, boom, bang, bam, you're at the Allen Americans game. Guys, anything to give on the theme nights? Which one are you looking forward to the most?
Man, for my first impression is this is the most comprehensive list of theme nights I've ever seen. Like, just the scope of everything that they have going on is absolutely incredible.
I just love the fact that they, like, doubled up on some. That they didn't have enough, and then they just kept putting more on there. And they're like, we're not going to have enough games for this. And so they had to just start doubling them up. Like, each period is going to have its own theme. Like, they're going to come out in different themed jerseys every period.
You know what? That's a brilliant idea. Allen Americans, they've been flirting with us for like a month now. if you guys are listening, and by you guys, I mean the entire staff and
shout team, out to Tommy Daniels.
Tommy Daniels, our guy in the who's our PA guy?
Oh, Lee Hastings.
Lee Hastings, PA homie. We'll have to get him on the show pretty soon. Yeah, we've got them all. We need to smash every single period with a different theme jersey. Write that down. That is a brilliant idea. Jason came up with that. Sexy Jason on the podcast came up with that. Yesterday was kind of a big deal, not just because the Stars finally played hockey again after, what, 8-9 days of not playing hockey for the second time this season. Little thing called Miracle on Ice. The 41st anniversary was yesterday. Guys, I'm sure you've seen the movie. Any standout parts from that movie that will always kind of give you chills, aside from the, do you believe in miracles? Because I feel like that's like a given. Is there one part in the movie where you go, okay, I want to go play hockey now, even though I can't?
No, I mean, it's great. Great story, man.
Thank you, Jason. I was hoping you were going to say like the again, where he finally says, Mike Ruzioni. And he says, who do you play for? United States of America. Because he's like vomiting on himself as he's skating.
Naturally.
Patrick, any other standout moments? If you want to say no, that's fine.
I'm also going to say no. Although
sweet!
although the again moment that you just mentioned is pretty solid. But it does give me a little bit of flashbacks to, you know, football practice back in the day.
Yeah,
it's hard out there to, you know, to continue to strive for greatness and be the underdog. And, you know, it's the greatest story of all time.
You know, I mean,
the end's pretty awesome.
What's even better is that the fact that, you know, this, even though that game was not the championship game, that, you know, it should have been, you know, like, not that it should have been the championship game, but it meant more to win that game than necessarily winning the actual gold medal, which they did against Finland. What was it? 4-2. I think they went on to win. So I just love the fact that the semifinal game is the center focus of the story. Like, it gets overshadowed by the actual gold, like winning the gold.
Totally. Fun fact too. I we didn't have this in the notes, but I'm not sure if you guys saw this. There was another anniversary over the weekend, and it was the anniversary of David Ayers coming in as the EBA goalie for the Carolina Hurricanes while he was in the Toronto Marlies gear that he had, because he was an emergency goalie. They don't have equipment. They had to make his jersey on the fly, essentially. Came in, stopped, I believe, 8 or 9 shots, was the one of the first EBA goalies to record a win, because he was in for so long.
If not the first.
Yeah. And I don't know if you guys saw this. They are going to make a movie about David Ayers' journey. As they should. This is going to be straight Disney shit. We're talking like Rookie, Dennis Quaid. Like, we're going to get all of that. You're going to have some kid. I don't even think he has a kid. I'm pretty sure he doesn't, but we're going to have some goofy looking fucking kid who's going to be talking shit to him the whole movie. And that's what's going to
heckling him.
Yeah. Like, you're a piece of shit, David. Like, as he's driving.
You're never going to make it in the NHL.
My dad said he could kick your ass.
Just give up your dreams.
I cannot wait to see that movie. We'll have to do like maybe wait till the movie comes out and then do like a live viewing of it and just give our commentary during the movie and then ask Disney to pay us millions of dollars for the talent that we bring to the screen. But I thought that was a pretty cool fact. I didn't realize that they were going to make a movie out of it, but which if anyone's listening and they're a movie producer, we are just three normal homies that just decided to make a stellar podcast. So if you're looking for your next movie idea, like Jay and Silent Bob type stuff, this we are your people. I feel like this is the way to go. David Ayers is getting his own movie anniversary over the weekend of him coming in and making that emergency goalie entrance and just playing some stellar hockey, basically living a dream. Oh, and one more story. I feel like we got to get into this before we jump into some Stars hockey, which not much to talk about other than that game last night. Poo poo boo boo. See that our Timmy Panarin is apparently being targeted by the KGB? Anybody see this?
No, this is news to me, man. Go ahead and break it for us.
Breaking news coming into you hot right now. I'm sure if you are listening, you've seen it at this point. So the reason I know this is because Panarin is on my fantasy hockey team. That same fantasy hockey team, Tkachuk if you buck, that defeated Patrick's team over the past week. Didn't want to just throw that out there, but I had to.
Dude, that wound is still fresh, man.
It is.
The week just started.
Yeah, there is sea salt on it. Not even the fine course.
But don't worry, I'm looking from the bottom up right now. So,
hey, we're holding it down from the bottom. It's a strong foundation. So Panarin decided that he was going to be taking a leave of absence from the New York Rangers, and the reason why is because there was a story that came out that he physically abused a woman back in 2011. Now, on the surface, you're thinking, wow, that guy is a piece of shit. Of course, you don't put your hands on a woman. You shouldn't put your hands on other people unless you're skating and there's a fight. And then that's okay.
And you're dropping gloves or something. You're
dropping gloves. That's literally, it's part of the game. But you do not hit a woman. Let me repeat that. So, on the surface, piece of shit. Can't believe him. But then you kind of dive a little bit deeper. He's dead to me, right? But I can't cut him because that's how Yahoo Fantasy Hockey works. But if you dive a little deeper, you find out that Panarin was and is vocally and very loudly against Putin. And if there's one thing I know as an American boy here in Texas, it's don't be Russian and be against Putin because you'll get killed. And I'm pretty sure that there are stories now that are saying, no, that whole spiel about him beating a woman in 2011 is completely fabricated by Russia to make sure that he cannot succeed in America because he is anti-Putin. He's basically saying Putin is a bad, bad man and that Putin is no bueno for Russia. But Putin's like, I'll show you no bueno because they speak Spanish in Russia. And yeah, so I don't know what's going to happen with this, but as of today, Artemi Panarin, a.k.a. Breadman, shout out to our buddy Sean, who's in the Fantasy League, Crossbar Kings, who just picked up Henrik Lundqvist, by the way.
Ooh. Plays
for the well, because he skated, but the guy had heart surgery 2 months ago. But yeah, so be on the lookout for that, because that is some interesting news. I don't think that this is going to go away anytime soon. I don't think we're going to see Breadman on the ice anytime soon. But yeah, that's something that I didn't know if you guys had heard of. And if you're listening to the show, don't talk shit about Russia if you are from Russia, because they will find out and they will kill you. I don't know why I had a German accent. guys, the Stars finally played some hockey last night. How was that? How bad was that?
I mean, the first period looked phenomenal. It's what you wanted to see coming out of, you know, what'd we say it was 9 day break? But the second period where everything just, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah. I mean, that's literally how it looked on Dobby's face.
Yeah.
Every that time was a period of hockey, him. Yes.
Yeah. If you didn't watch last night's game, the Stars put up a valiant effort in the first period and then half of the third period and then completely decided to not play defense in the second period. They ended up losing to the red hot meow meow kitty cat Florida Panthers 3-1. But I think what stood out the most was, well, there was a couple of things that stood out the most. First and foremost, Anton Khudobin just played on top of his head. Easily probably the best performance that we've seen from him all season long.
Yeah, what was it, 49 of 51?
I want to say, yep. Yeah, or 50 of 53, because it was an empty goal on the last one. So 51 of 53.
Right.
But wow, yeah.
Not the most shots he's faced, according to him, either.
No, didn't he say he was surprising. In juniors and he faced like 80-something shots?
84 shots, and they went to triple overtime.
Oof.
And they lost that one, too. So,
I guess, statistically speaking, if Dobby sees over more than 50 shots, he's going to lose the game.
Yeah.
It seems like he's 0 for 2, yeah.
Yeah.
And also statistically, if the Florida Panthers score 3 or more goals, they usually win the game, which rung true last night. We were all going back and forth on our text. We did not have a live game thread because we're humans, and sometimes we like to watch the games while we're taking a bath. We'll get into that in just a second. But
wait, that sounds like there's a story there, and yeah, I'm glad we're addressing it here in a bit.
Yeah. I forgot to put that in the notes.
Can't have any resolution to that.
Yeah, no. They just looked tired. I mean, it looked exactly like a team who hadn't played hockey in 8 or 9 days. So they come out of the first period. Yeah, they're red hot. That little dinky goal, little trash can pickup by Blake Como in the first period to put him up. Jason Robertson, who's on, I believe, a 5-game point streak. He's playing really well. 5-game point streak. I think they're trying to call him the Filipino Flash. I don't know Twitter. You know, you think after the first period they're playing extremely well. Oh my God, this team could actually come back and miss another week and be just fine. That is false. Because in the second period, it was blatantly obvious that they had lost their legs. They had almost no desire to get off the bench, it seemed like. You had guys after the game saying there was audible discomfort in the locker room. Guys were pissed off at each other. They were pissed off at themselves, as they should be. Guys, I don't know the last time I've seen a worst period of hockey from any professional team, let alone the Stars.
It was the worst display of hockey I've ever seen, I think. If Dobby didn't go into the locker room and kick every trash can that was in that place and scream, it's fucking embarrassing at the top of his lungs, I'm disappointed in him.
Yeah, it's cute.
Because that's what it was. It's fucking embarrassing.
Yeah, it was bad. It was really bad. It was really, really bad. But I couldn't be mad. I was telling, like, I was texting Patrick, and then I told you.
I was mad.
Patrick was big mad. And I was just like, man.
Why you have to be mad?
Why you have this all in the game? But it is what it is. Like I knew that we were going to go into it. I started Florida's goalie, Dreiger. I started Keith Yandel, Sonk Daddy. I knew that the Stars were going to get tired at one point. I just didn't realize they were all going to get tired at the same time. But yeah, Anton Hudobin had another one of his games where you think it's the game of a lifetime. Coach Bonus said it himself. It could have easily been an 8-1 game without Dobby in net. There was a couple of other things that were pretty embarrassing, aside from the fact that I may have watched the first two periods while taking a bath. John Klingberg got in his first ever NHL fight with Harbido from the Panthers, who had been just causing fits in front of the net all night for Dobby and the rest of the Stars. Guys, that was downright embarrassing. That was almost worse than the entire second period of hockey, I think.
That was Patrick Hornquist.
Hubido's another guy on the team. He's red hot right now. Harbido.
That was a fight.
It was a fight.
And they both got a penalty for it.
Yeah, well, I guess they both got credit for the fight.
So it was technically a fight.
It was technically a fight. He did. Now, Klingberg has been in another fight with a kid named Anderson McDuffie, who plays for the EKGs. And that kid had a heart condition. He's 10 years old. He also beat the shit out of John Klingberg. There are pictures. So I think it's very obvious that John Klingberg should stick to trying to play defense, because becoming a bruiser, we actually talked about this. We talked about John Klingberg becoming an enforcer at the beginning of this season. I think it's very obvious that he is not that.
Yeah, that might have been a misguided opinion on that one. Yeah,
no, I guess what was the game I was trying to protect? It's coming up in April, I guess, right? That's the one where I gave like a full like kind of rundown of the game, how it was going to go.
Oh my God! Yes,
it was like early episode, like episode 2 or 3 or something like that.
Yeah, the early days. It was old 2020. Yeah, those were so long ago. Yeah, he got his ass kicked, and I was watching it. And yes, I full disclosure, texted the boys last night, and I said, is it weird that I'm watching the game while taking a bath? I am old man. I have bad hips. I have to soak in Epsom salt. And then I realized, yo, this bath is wicked comfy. What would make it more comfy? I don't know, candles. So I literally had a candlelit bath time while watching the Stars game. And so I'm a grown man, and I'm comfortable admitting that. Did I have bubbles in the bathtub? I did not. There was a line.
What?
There's a line.
You didn't drop the bath bomb in there?
No, I didn't throw a bath. I didn't have one available. I did throw Epsom.
You didn't put those little color tablets that I put in there for like my kid to change the color of the water?
They make those?
Oh yeah, absolutely. They're really cool.
Okay, I might have to get. I have to look at. We have to follow up.
I'll just send some over to you on Amazon.
Thank you.
I got you.
Link in bio for the bath tap.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Stars gave up gave up probably one of their worst games I've ever seen. Lost 3-1. Like I said, could have easily been an 8-1, if not more, defeat. That was the most shots they gave up since they moved to Dallas. That's a pretty sad statistic, all things considered. They moved here in 93, 94, and yeah, they gave up the most shots on goal that they have ever given up as a team in Dallas. So I
most shots in one period also.
What's that?
That's right.
Most shots in one period since 2017. They gave up 25 against the Rangers, according to Heike.
Mucho embarazito, as the kids say in Espanol. It's going to be interesting to see how they bounce back tomorrow. We are recording this on Tuesday, per Yush. And it's going to be really interesting to see how the boys bounce back tomorrow because, you know, in the words of our previous guest, Vern Fiddler, big fan of the show, he said it himself, probably.
That's right, he did.
Forecheck, backcheck, paycheck. I mean, and I don't think they did any of them. But yeah, so
no.
Here we are. John Klingberg gets his ass kicked by a 10-year-old kid and a Florida Panther. It is what it is.
John Klingberg versus a 10-year-old kid now. Who wins?
America.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess the internet. You know, hockey is international. I'm sorry. I didn't want to be all xenophobe there. That I meant the internet.
You know who doesn't win? Sweden.
Right.
They take a big L. Anyway,
he was kind of the greatest hockey player out of there for a while.
I think the Bungholio Cornholio picture of Klingberg with the jersey over there,
yes,
is gonna live in my heart forever, and that might be my new
maybe we turn that into a meme and have a meme contest. Ooh. The best, you know what, right here, right here now, there is a free decal to the best meme of that. Let's see it.
I like this. Dude,
impromptu giveaway.
We're feeling frisky on Tuesday
night. I'll even let you choose between the new one that we just dropped, by the way. Not the holographic one, but the regular circle logo one or the regular just W logo one.
I do like that one. I'm partial to that one. I like them all.
So there it is. That's the contest.
You have to listen. You have to. Actually, we might put this on Instagram. We might just.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, on the tweeters, on the Facebooks. We'll put them on everything. So I went on and I asked the people, the French fries of the Water Hockey Nation, which, guys, we're approaching like 1,500 people throughout social medias, throughout the Soch. So keep the movement going. Build that French fry, that bucket of French fries up. I asked, you know, what can we talk about today to make the boo-boos feel better? Didn't get a lot of responses. One guy said, just talk about how shitty they are. He actually said shite. He had an E at the end. And I was like, well, I mean, I think that's pretty much a given. We're going to do that. Another guy said, what can we do to trade for a guy like Jack Eichel? He looks lifeless in Buffalo. Buffalo is floundering once again, even with the Taylor Hall addition. So I did a little snooping. I did a little pooping and I did a little drooping. And I pulled up the contract for one said Jack Eichel. I can tell you what the Stars can do to get him. And that's pretty much absolutely nothing because that guy's on the books for 10 mil a year starting next year all the way to 25, 26. And with the massive contracts that we have already dished out to Jamie Benn and Tyler Seguin, one does not feel like that's going to work out. So Taylor Hall is on the books for one season, the rest of this year, for 8 million. And doing some quick math, playing around a little bit, you do have Steven Johns with the $2.3 million in LTIR cap relief. They could probably go and put that towards buying out his contract if they wanted. The problem is Buffalo is a shitstorm caked in a piss flood, and they don't know which way is up. They've obviously already almost completely ruined Jack Eichel as a human being, except for that beautiful curly haircut. But if you want to get a guy like Eichel, let's put it like this. You're going to have to give up probably Tyler Seguin, Ty Dellandrea, Jake Ottinger, or a group of those guys with some draft picks involved. So that's the only way I see that happening.
And that really hamstrings your ability to sign Miro long term mm-hmm. when that deal has to be made right. also. Which is just another wrench thrown in that.
Yep. Which Miro, sweet baby angel, we got to get some offense out of you, my guy. He's amazing to watch.
Man, he looks a bit lost at the moment.
He just doesn't. He can't. Yeah, we got a lot of shows for that.
So I was kind of throwing around some ideas in my head, and I didn't quite run any numbers, but I think we can, you know, monetarily make it work. But if we were to get rid of, or not necessarily get rid of, but trade somebody like Klingberg to Buffalo for Taylor Hall and throw in a guy like Delandria or Dickinson or something like that, maybe we could talk there. There's some wiggle room there.
I like
for Taylor Hall, not Jack Eichel.
Yeah, more for Hall and picking up a, you know, a draft pick of some sort, you know, to sweeten the deal for us a little bit.
I think that's smart. I think we could. I think I could. Well, I would hate to see Ty Delandria go because he's already played so well.
Right, but that's the value though of it.
That's true.
To sweeten the pot, and it would suck to lose a guy like him. But I mean, the Rangers have shown that if you hold on to a prospect for too long, your value starts to decline. Mm. I.e., guys like Jerickson Profar. Oh my gosh, there was.
Oh, you went. Hold on, pitcher. I'm sorry. Cross sports.
I'm sorry. No. I was talking Texas Rangers. Sorry. You know, local Texas guy and everything. Yeah, like that.
That's
so
fair. That's fair.
So, I mean, I'm not just a hockey guy. You know, I love all my Texas sports and all my Dallas sports. So
same. Speaking of Jose Trevino, if you're listening, we're ready for you to come on the show, homie. We got a shout out from Jose Trevino, catcher of the Texas Rangers. They are currently in spring training. We have been in talks on a contract negotiation to have him on the show. There is no contract. There is no negotiations. He just said, cool. But yes, you don't want to lose those years of a prospect's career. And I feel like we are witnessing that, or we have witnessed that with Jack Eichel. Taylor Hall has just been kind of floundering. I just don't feel like, I don't know. For me personally, I can't see us giving up a guy like Delandria for Taylor Hall. I don't think Taylor Hall is going to sign a long-term contract in Buffalo after this season. This may be one of those things that ends up on freezing cold takes, and he signs like a massive 5, 6, 7, 8 year deal. I just don't see. I mean, there's just no winning in Buffalo. That's
I mean,
it.
The Bills weren't really winning either. So,
Bills Mafia.
That's right.
Get your tables ready.
But no, I guess like that's what I'm trying to say is like it you know, throwing in Delandria and somebody like Klingberg could maybe just use a change of scenery and
right.
it kickstart it back into gear for him. And maybe that's kind of what we need to see out of Taylor Hall as well, or to see out of Hall. And so maybe him coming to Dallas will be that change of scenery that some people just need. You know, you get too stagnant in an organization and then you just start skating through the drills and it's very monotonous. So that change of scenery coming to play for some guy like Bones would be probably good for him. Bones has shown that he can coach young guys, and so maybe this is what it's going to take for him.
Man, someone's been listening to some talk radio with that absolutely stellar take. I mean, the man just knows what he's talking about right now. That was beautiful. I don't even have anything to say after that. Patrick, do you have anything? Is that a P1 to B1 kind of situation we got?
I have a just one thing on Klingberg, and this is related to another question. Will a change of scenery help Klingberg figure out how to hold the frickin' puck on his stick at the blue line?
Goodness, the sass. Someone is taking their own advice.
Maybe it's too warm at the AAC. And the air conditioning is not holding up properly. So there's just a small layer of water because it's too hot here in Texas. So maybe it's going somewhere colder like Buffalo.
Maybe. I mean, it was -2 here last week, but
it's true. But we didn't get to play it.
Yeah,
didn't get to play it. We're having to play in 80 degree days like today.
Don't even get me started. I was hot. I was steaming.
Oh,
kettle.
Yeah, that's right. You were
Tuesday's,
there.
It was Tuesday's game. Was it Tuesday? God, the days just run together. Tuesday is gone with the wind, and so is the Stars game against the Predators, as I am in sub-zero temperatures, literally about to walk to the arena from an apartment complex, which is very, very close by. My little digits on my hands were about to just break off because they were so cold. No, I don't have gloves. I live in Texas.
In Texas. That's why we have 33 car pileups in Fort Worth. We live in Texas, dude. We're not ready for this.
No. So if you're looking from us from out of state, going those idiots. Yeah, we are idiots because we're not prepared. This is not what we are for. This is not what we're about. And this is why I kind of want to get out of Texas. I want to see how people outside of the state react to cold weather, because I hear outside of this state, they actually do it pretty well. But again, for the second time, I digress. So long story short, we're definitely going to be doing some more what ifs. If you guys, the French fries, the sweet little baby listeners of Wada Hockey, have a player that you want us to kind of talk about and see what the Stars can do to kind of bring them in, tweet us, Instagram us, DM us, Facebook us, put it in the comments on this show whenever it gets released. Let us know. I'll put something on Instagram. We'll put something on Twitter. We'll ask the questions, and we'll make this maybe like a weekly segment of how do we get this person on the Dallas Stars.
Can I shout out the guy that asked us that question?
Absolutely.
Steve. I've been friends with him since probably I was like in diapers. So shout out, man. Good question. Thanks for the conversation starter.
Yeah, that was some solid dialogue.
Yeah, we needed that. We needed that because the Stars, we could not talk about them and it'd be just fine after yesterday. But we are a podcast for the people, of the people, by the people, or something. If you guys
we'll get
a tagline. If you live under a rock or live in Texas, where hockey is probably the third or fourth most popular sport as of today, we are working on changing that. There was a really, really cool NHL feature over the weekend. The outdoor games, obviously the Winter Classic was canceled because of COVID. Piss off. But the Boston Bruins played the Philadelphia Flyers on Sunday evening. And yes, this was after the Vegas Golden Knights played the Avalanche, had their game delayed 9 hours. Guess what? Apparently ice isn't so great in the sun, especially when you're in Tahoe. But guess who did it perfectly? Yes, that was Dallas. Cotton Bowl, not a big deal. Humble brag. Best Winter Classic of all time. Suck me. I don't care. You can suck it. You'll never change my mind. I was there. So yeah, the Boston Bruins showed up to their pregame walk-up, whatever you want to call it, decked. Lights out, head to toe, straight, dirty, nasty 90s gear. We're talking Patrice Bergeron in the classic 90s Bruins shirt. Apparently, I don't know if you guys saw this, he was listening to a Walkman cassette player, actually listening to it. He had Dr. Dre's The Chronic in it, and he was jamming out to a cassette tape.
All right.
These guys were on it.
I thought he was going to be listening to like the Guardians of the Galaxy, you know, cassette soundtrack or something like that.
I could see that. You know what? I took Patrice with a name like Patrice, more of a Yanni guy.
Okay.
Maybe some classic piano, maybe some Kenny G.
Some Yo-Yo Ma.
Yeah. So some Yo-Yo Ma. I could definitely see him. But Patrice Bergeron just banging out the Chronic on the way to the rink. You had Brad Marchand, the Rat, the Pest himself, head-to-toe ski suit with the flames coming out of the legs. I mean, go look this picture up. We posted it on our Instagram story, at Wada Hockey. Go follow if you don't. Duh. And it gave me the idea. I think once all this COVID bullshit is over and the bars can open and we can walk to places, I'm thinking 90s Wada Hockey bar crawl. Maybe gather some troops here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Maybe pick a little, like maybe Deep Ellum, maybe Lower Greenville. Talk to some bars, talk to some breweries, get a little bar crawl going. Everyone show up in 90s hockey gear, like circa Mighty Ducks, D2, when they're playing for USA and they forget their ways. But then they go into the rough and tough streets and play street hockey, and everyone's in neon colors and really shitty protective gear. And that guy who gets his puck hit with the car is like, it's fine, here's your puck back. Because that would happen in today's society. I don't know. What do you guys think? Should we start the wheels rolling on this and see what we can get going for a 90s bar crawl?
Yo, I'm 100% in.
I'll buy me one of them Anaheim Ducks reverse retros off DHgate for like $30 just for the occasion.
Absolutely. I may or may not have a USA Hendrix 96 Conway jersey in the closet.
ready
for such occasions. I got it on Amazon. Yes, it was $28. Yes, it was worth it. No, it's not great quality.
I'm gonna go to DHgate. yeah Yeah. I'm going to go pick up something from there. Not a plug, but hey, if they want to.
Yeah, hey.
Look, I'm totally on board for a solid knockoff jersey.
Absolutely.
If it's there, man.
People that listen to this, the almost 100 people a show, yes, we are talking triple digis. If you have an opportunity to maybe work with us, we literally will take anything. Maybe not everything, maybe not anything, but legitimately, if you know of someone that you think would be fun as a sponsor for Wada Hockey, by all means, send it. Taco Bell, we're talking to you. Holler,
you know
at
me,
us.
Man. I'm just going to send it.
Just send it. Whataburger, obviously, our namesake, our dads, basically. Holler at us. Please don't sue us.
Please don't sue us.
Yeah, I'm so down. Let's get these retro jerseys going. Let's get some fun. Let's have some fun. Let's find also a roller rink pretty soon. Maybe do some ball hockey. Maybe do some roller hockey. Get some retro jerseys out there. Maybe some Mystery Alaska jerseys. Underrated movie. And just kind of see where it goes. Because I think this is a great idea. We've got a couple of things left. We do want to go ahead and announce. We did, 2 episodes ago, have a giveaway contest. The code word was Pumpernickel. And our homie AJ reached out with Pumpernickel, big fan of the show. We love AJ, but AJ won a Tumblr and he's trying to cash crop us and take all our goods. And AJ, we love you and we thank you for listening. And you're probably going to hear this and be like, oh, those assholes. But we have a new winner. Caleb Thibodeau reached out to us on Instagrams with the old Pumpernickel password. So Caleb Thibodeau is the winner of the Blood Feud book about the Colorado Avalanche feud with the Detroit Red Wings back in the 90s. If you haven't heard about this feud, go check it out on YouTube. A lot of blood. Love that. Need that. Want it. But yeah, Caleb, congratulations. We'll get that book sent out to you once you send in your address. No, we will not spam you unless you want it. And if you want me to, I can send you an actual can of spam. I don't know how kids do that these days. Guys, let's jump into the...
Very, very cute King Charles Spaniel in his profile picture.
And that's right.
Caleb, if you are, in fact, that Spaniel, this is weird. But Patrick...
You don't have thumbs to access this on your phone.
Yeah, you're a very talented Spaniel.
Yeah.
Patrick, you want to lead us into the Razorism of the week?
I sure do. Because the Stars have... One, not played except for last night in a week.
Yep.
And also, there was nothing worthy of a Razorism last night.
Nope, just a bunch of disappointment.
So, we're going to throw it back a little bit. So, here is our Razorism of the week.
There could be more offense involved in the game. Ben's had back-to-back quality opportunities. The latest, pick the pocket 4-on-4 in their own zone. A 2-on-0 from center in. Ben and Cole. The second, the return pass by Ben on the little drive-by was jammy. Speaking of jammy, there's the reversal by Ben on Edler in the corner. The dainty barbarian having a night along with everybody else in Victory Green.
The dainty barbarian.
I would like to point out that the 2-on-0 that he was referring to for the Stars, they didn't score on. So you know, maybe it's apropos of how things are going lately.
Maybe the dainty barbarian needs to step up his game.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, I will say his beard
quit
game.
Quit playing like horse shit.
Yeah, his beard game has been on fire. Fucking okay, I see shit. You. I see you over there, team president.
Hey, it worked last year, so
yeah,
needs to be said again.
Except, I don't know if he was referring to Jammy as horseshit or fucking, but the other part of that is on IR. So, all the best,
we miss you,
all
Tyler.
The best to horseshit Seguin. We hope he recovers extremely fast. We need him back so bad right now.
Can you imagine what the season? I mean, we're kind of far along in this episode, but where would we be in the season if Seguin was around right now?
Man, we may need to table this one for next episode.
Yeah, I think we just found our next episode intro.
There we go. I'm in.
There you go.
We have a week to prepare for this.
And there's going to be hockey in that time, and we're not even going to talk about this for the rest of the episode. Write it down. Would this team be different if Seguin and Bishop were playing right meow?
Writing it right now.
He's writing it right now.
Blake, write it down.
Can I just say, between that from you, Jason, And Fink's plugs earlier, you guys are some fucking professionals.
Well,
I've been shaking my head at how good you are at this whole podcast thing this whole time. It's incredible.
Well, I mean, I think it goes without saying that this podcast would be dog shite if it wasn't for the production value that you bring to the table. Yes, this is a
flatter me.
This is a sword cross fest as we speak. There is a lot, lot of tummy sticks going on. That being said, guys, this has been a fucking phenomenal episode. I've had a blast chatting with you guys. I've looked forward to it all week. I'd be remiss. Is that the correct way to say it?
Remiss, yeah. Reminisce like you said a couple weeks ago.
Not remissed.
Remissed. I didn't even have anything to say with that. I just wanted to make sure I was saying it correctly. Before we do go, obviously want to give a huge shout out to Texas Hockey Apparel, Uniquely Gifted Texas, Show Mom, Patrick's Mom, hooking us up, taking care of us. Those tumblers that you guys are going to be just buying left and right. Uniquely Gifted Texas at Uniquely Gifted Texas on Instagram, texashockeyapparel.com, at Texas Hockey Apparel on the Twitters, on the Instagram and the Facebook. They sell merchandise. Speaking of merchandise, just like I said, there are tumblers and
decals.
There are definitely tumblers and decals on our merchandise website, which we are definitely going to be sprucing up. We do have a couple of announcements. Shirts are coming. We got beanie mock-ups. We love them. You need them. Those are coming. Maybe we get these jerseys that we have posted on our Twitter as our header coming too. We have decided to forego hoodies. This is not something that we took lightly. This is something that we thought about and realized that the time that it would take for us to do the pre-order and for Rival to have them sent out to us, it is going to be at least 90 degrees and you guys wouldn't even be able to get to wear them. That does not mean that we will not be doing hoodies, and that does not mean we will not be working with Rival again. Rival Hockey is one of the best jersey makers, hoodie makers around. If you have not checked out their website, please do. Please get in contact with them. Steve over at Rival Hockey has been phenomenal in helping us out, getting these, the first round of hoodies out, all of the designs that they helped out with. Really awesome guys. If you're listening and need hoodies, or if you have a team that you want to get uniforms, sweats for, reach out to them. They will take care of you. Guys, that's really all I have.
Yep.
I don't know what else there is to say.
I think I do. I think I do know what else there is to say.
Patrick, I think you can start it out.
Yeah.
Dude, I can't with these segues and these lead-ins and these promos.
Boom, boom, boom. Work in the body.
All right. Stay sassy, as always.
Love it.
Gotta stay moist, man. You gotta stay moist.
Gotta stay moist, then, now, and forever. And last but certainly not least, don't you ever forget your Kermit tattoos.